Good morning. A deep coastal storm continues to intensify well south of Nantucket as it tracks to the north and east. It'll pass well east of Cape Cod, through the Gulf of Maine, and into the Canadian Maritimes today. Clouds have overspread a large portion of interior New York and New England, but precipitation associated with this system is confined to central and eastern New England, and mainly in the form of a cold rain. Elsewhere, a few scattered rain and snow showers across parts of the western Adirondacks in association with a cold front that'll be pushing through the region today. Skies will be partly sunny for a time through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon, allowing temperatures to reach into the lower to mid-50s on average. Then, after that cold front passes, the wind will increase dramatically out of the northwest and become gusty, at times over 40 miles per hour. This will drive in cooler air for the second part of the day, and temperatures will drop back through the 50s and into the 40s by late afternoon and into the evening. Readings will continue to drop tonight as skies clear out. Temperatures will be in the upper 20s to around 30 for an overnight low, and this will leave us dry and mostly sunny for the day on Thursday as high pressure will settle in overhead, still a bit breezy with high temperatures staying in the middle and upper 40s. At this point, we'll track a wave of low pressure out of the middle of the country and down the Ohio Valley and in our direction. Clouds will increase on Thursday night, and on Friday we run the risk of a few rain or snow showers during the morning hours. Temperatures will climb into the mid-40s on Friday afternoon with scattered rain showers as this low pressure wave shears off to our south and out over the open Atlantic. This will leave us with drier weather starting Friday night and into the weekend. With a new area of high pressure in control on Saturday, it'll turn milder with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-50s. In the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a ridge of high pressure will build in for Sunday and even warmer weather will be allowed to move in. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the lower 60s for the second half of the weekend. Mild weather will remain in place on Monday, but another disturbance will head our way with the chance of showers, which will linger into Tuesday, but high temperatures should stay in the 60s both days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as that storm off the New England coast tracks to the Maritimes, accumulating snow will be confined to eastern Maine, where as much as 3 to 5 inches will fall. Meanwhile, a storm system moving into the west will allow rain and mountain snow to continue today, with some moderate accumulating snow likely across the highest terrain. As this system ejects out into the Rockies, rain showers will begin to develop across parts of the central and northern plains, and although the rain is not expected to be especially heavy, any amount of precipitation may only exacerbate ongoing flooding across that region. Farther south into the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley, rain may be heavy at times with strong to severe thunderstorms possible. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted parts of western Oklahoma within a slight risk for severe storms today and the lower Mississippi Valley for tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow and fog, 21 degrees with a south wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 13 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 25, 64% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.02 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and windy in the mid-60s, Boston, rain, windy with highs in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 22. The average temperature, 38, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still no snow for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch of snow below normal for April, and 53.3 inches for the season, which is 4.9 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 53 degrees. The average low, 33. The record high, 79, set in 1981. And the record low, 16, in 1954. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:23 p.m. 12 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with the chance of a rain shower today, becoming windy with highs in the lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny in New York today with clouds and a chance of rain or snow in New England, followed by increasing sunshine there, becoming windy with highs around 60. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with the chance of a rain shower today, becoming windy with highs around 50. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few rain and snow showers and lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and a slight chance of rain and snow in New England, followed by increasing sunshine, becoming windy with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, becoming windy with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, upper 40s. A chance of showers on Friday in the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds over the weekend both days, mid-50s Saturday, lower 60s on Sunday, and a chance of showers Monday and Tuesday, highs both days in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.